Now, on the line, I have Gabor Getzi from Budapest, from Civil Radio FM 98. Good afternoon, Gabor.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners.
Thanks for taking the call. Now, you've had a problem after a ruling. Can you tell us about what happened? And just before that, maybe you can give us a little background on your radio station, Civil Radio FM 98 Budapest.
Oh, yes. Civil Radio is a non-profit community radio station, started out in 1994, very early. That was the first time after 1989, the changes that the new media law was adopted, and therefore there was a chance to set up community radio stations. And everything went well until 2010, when the new government, currently in power, adopted a new media law and put a lot of obstacles in the way of the operation of the community radios, so their numbers were reduced dramatically. Now, we had a contract for 7 years, and we had an option to prolong it for another 5 years, and our frequency permit expired last year in December, exactly on December the 21st, and we didn't get the prolongation, so therefore we had to go online.
And can you tell us what reason did he give for this action? Did he have a problem with your output?
The thing is that there are certain regulations which are very harsh, and we don't really understand it, because there are certain quotas we have to keep. Like, we have to play 50% Hungarian music, which is ridiculous. All the more since the regulation for the commercial stations and for the public service stations is only 35%. I don't understand it, you know. And also we have other quotas, like the public content, it has to be 75%, and there are some others. And at least once a year, our station and most of the stations were monitored by the media authority, and we were below a few percent, below 50% in terms of the Hungarian music, and they had other problems, and they fined us, but we paid the fine, okay? And despite of that, they gave this reason why they didn't give us the prolongation. So it means that that was the reason why we went to the court. We went to the court because they cannot punish a station twice for the same thing, especially if it's unproportional, you know, because it's unproportional to take away the frequency. That's what I think. So that is what happened, and these are the main reasons. But the main problem is the media law, because it should be... I mean, a lot of changes should be made in terms of the media law, because it's against freedom of press. So we will the first level, this instance was done, and they refused our file that we submitted. So we go further, and the legal step is to go in before the so-called Curia in Hungary. That's the next step, and if they refuse again us, then we will go to the Constitutional Court. The problem is that just like the members of the Media Council, the Media Authorities, Media Council, they are almost totally selected by this government in power. Okay, so there's nobody from the opposition in this body. The same goes for for the Constitutional Court. So probably we will be refused at the Constitutional Court again, but we give it a try. And if we fail, then we go to the European Union, to the European Union Court, to Brussels. Because we don't think we have to fight, you know, not only for us or for ourselves, for this radio station, civil radio, but also for other stations, not to be silenced by the same reason, you know.
Yeah, and is there a kind of a crackdown on freedom of speech in the media and elsewhere? In your country, I know there's been a rise in populism and right-wing populism in Europe, with some very unpopular people running things. Is that what's happening in Hungary today? That freedom of speech is curtailed?
Yes, yes, exactly. And you know, I mean, the timing of your interview is very good, because today is a national holiday in Hungary. It's the anniversary of the 1848 revolution and freedom fight against the Habsburgs. And this is also the day of the Hungarian Free Press, because on that very day, in 1848, the people went to a printing house and they printed out their 12 points, you know, against the Habsburgs, and also a poem which was very revolutionary, you know. So this day is really a holiday. In every house you can see flags everywhere, but there are no rallies and no demonstrations because of the coronavirus.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's affecting everything and everybody. Even here in Dublin, it looks like every pub and place of entertainment will be closed, complete shutdown from today, schools, etc. So that's one nightmare we share with you. Now, I just wondering now to get a bit of background on civil radio. You're on the internet on www.civilradio.hu.
Yes.
And what types of programs have you been putting out? Are they social programs, music programs, or a mixture of, like much like Near FM here in Dublin?
Well, our main goal is to give voice to the voiceless people. So we give microphone to socially underprivileged people. And also minorities, you know, because they don't get access to microphone in other media like the public service or the commercial. And they can also work in our radio if they want, and if they have an idea about putting a program. Also, we are very good at community development. So we try to deal with issues close to the people, to the everyday people, you know. So that's our main line. But, of course, we have other programs like, I don't know, music programs, yes, of course. And then we have environmental or animal protection, things like that, you know.
Yeah, well, much the same as the community radio stations here, it is a voice for the voiceless and for those people in the community who have no other outlet. I'm just wondering now, if this case goes to Europe, if it goes to Brussels, the EU has issued directives to different countries in Europe on immigrants and refugees and things like that. But it seems that in many cases, they don't take any notice. And they just ignore what's been told, especially with regards to, you know, lives at sea, rescuing people and that. How hopeful are you that you'll resolve this issue?
Well, we don't know yet. Well, first we have to take the case to the European Court, and then we'll see, because we don't have a lawyer, we don't pay a lawyer, because we gave microphone to a lot of civil societies. So civil radio's name is coming from, because we welcome every civil society if they want to go to the media. and take part in communication. Therefore, for instance, in these legal cases, we are represented by an organization, you know, which is which name Society for Freedom Rights. That's the name of the company, and we don't have to pay for them because they have other supporters, you know. So so it's up to them, and we also have how would I say, a media advisor, and they are good at international cases. So they can give good advice together with the legal representative. They can find out something, and maybe we can try to do some changes to achieve some changes in Hungary in terms of freedom of speech and freedom of press.
Hopefully. Well, you're, as you said, a volunteer producer and editor on Civil Radio FM. What programs are you involved with yourself?
I've got two programs. One is a music show. I usually deal with or present jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, New Orleans and sound, and world music, etc. And I have another program. These are weekly programs, just one-hour programs every week. And the other one is literature, but literature combined with music, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll tell you an example. Like... Jack London has got a book titled The Road, which is about the hobos, you know, and a Hungarian writer translated this, and I took part out of it, you know, and I put music in between those short stories, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it very interesting because I could use folk music, I could use blues, I could use storytelling, folk music. It's very interesting. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, the music show itself, when do you broadcast that?
This is on Monday in the morning at 10 o'clock, between 10 and 11 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Actually, speaking of music, I do a program on Monday nights at 10 o'clock, and one of my favorite bands is Marta Sebastian and Mujikas.
One of the
world's best bands, in my opinion.
We have, of course, the listeners, they don't know that we are based in the southern part of Buda, along the Danube, and we are based actually in a place which is a concert place and a dancing place for folk musicians and folk music lovers. You know, so, and we have good contacts, so we have a special show, and these guys there can come to the microphone. We invite the musicians. We have a special program called Ethno Music or something like this, and so we always have fresh folk music on the radio as well.
All right.
Hungarian, and we have other shows for world music.
Yeah, sounds great. Actually, the last time I was in Budapest, there was a concert by Mujikas up on the other side of the Danube, the high part. And when I got there, it was cancelled because of rain. It was an outdoor one. I was really disappointed.
Well, that happens with open air events. But since you mentioned that, 5 years ago, the Vomex Festival was held in Budapest. Mm. 5 years ago, it was the first time it was held in Eastern Europe, and it was it happened in Hungary, in Budapest actually. And this year again, the Vomex Festival will come to Budapest in October, I think, in the second part of October. So if anybody wants to visit us, the whole world will be here with folk music and world music.
Oh, that sounds great. That's something I'm going to look into because I'm interested in stuff like that. Hopefully by then we'll have gotten over this awful virus. And
we have to keep our fingers crossed, that's true.
Yeah. Well, the very best of luck in your quest to get back on the wavelength. Thanks for talking to us today.
And no problem. My pleasure.
Very best wishes. And that was Gabor Getzi, a volunteer producer and editor on Civil Radio FM 98, and you can listen in there at on the internet civilradio.hu.